bubble wrap, the pop, 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 pop. And actually that sensation that people actually just like squeezing a bubble wrap. Some people absolutely love that. And you can call us on 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp us 072-567-1567 with your messages and voice notes. And of course, there's also the SMS line on 31567. But let me take you through what's still in store for you next up on the show. Just after the break, we are going to go to look at celebrity worship syndrome. Why can celebs do no wrong in our eyes? And often they're accused of some really bad criminal behavior. And we ask, why just sometimes don't we believe it? And celebrity psychologist Carissa Bloomberg joins us on the line. And then we take that conversation further. We talk about whether you can still listen to the music of artists who have done atrocious crimes. And music producer and industry executive Benji Moody then joins us on the line. And then in our final hour, we're going to be looking at those allegations leveled against R&B star R. Kelly. We're going to play you some audio of an interview that he did with CBS News' Gayle King. I'm sure you must have seen it somewhere on your news feeds over the last 24 hours, claiming his innocence, saying he did not do what police have accused him of and what several women have accused him of. And then connected to that, just last week, my colleague Sarah Jane King scored a SA exclusive with an interview of one of the alleged victims of R. Kelly, singer Stephanie Edwards, also known as Sparkle, an R&B singer in her own right, spoke to Sarah about her years of abuse by the music legend. And then we close off the show on a positive note. It's our beautiful news interview for the week. We can reveal who you have chosen to feature in this episode. But of course, if you want to call us, if you want to change the tone of the show, if you want to direct traffic, or you just want to get something off your chest, you can call us on 021-446-0567. That's the number to call. 072-567-1567 is the number for your WhatsApps and your voice notes. And of course, there's that SMS number, 31567. I'd love to talk to you.
Join the conversation. And now, tonight with Lester Kibbett on the Cape Talk app, on capetalk.co.za, on DSTV channel 885, and across the Cape on 567 AM. You're with Cape Talk.
Now, last night after I got home from the show, I turned on my laptop and I did some searching, and I found the HBO documentary called Leaving Neverland. It's about the stories of the boys who say they were sexually abused by Michael Jackson. And it particularly tells some harrowing stories of those boys. And let me put on record, I am a big Michael Jackson fan. I mean, I do the moves at parties, I sing the songs, I have the DVDs. I'm a very big fan. And watching that documentary last night, you know, that was only watched episode one of a two-part series, but watching it last night, it's left a very ugly, bitter taste and a very hollow feeling in my stomach. And we can't say, even as fans of Michael Jackson, we can't say that we've never known of, you know, of abuse allegations, and it's always lingered, but somehow we've managed to compartmentalize it, that the Michael Jackson that we know, that I know, the musician, the artist, the entertainer, is not the Michael Jackson that people say is the abuser. And we can do this with so many artists. We can look at R. Kelly. We can look at Chris Brown. We can go further. We can look at James Brown. We can go to Ike Turner. You know, the list is endless. But how do we get clouded by celebrities and then we fail to see their wrong? Joining us now in the studio is psychologist Carissa Bloomberg. Carissa, thanks so much for joining us. It's a very, very passionate topic of mine, and I can see you nodding here to the left of me.
Yes.
Now, Carissa, to paraphrase, you know, Karl Marx, it's not religion that is the opium of the people, but celebritydom seems to be the opiate of the people, that it makes us forget everything and only really concentrate on what they're doing and what their lives are involved in.
Yes, isn't it an interesting phenomenon that we really, it's a kind of worship that everything that they do, you know, we idolize. We just think, you know, they're these wealthy, successful people and we just become obsessed with them to a point that it's absolutely addictive. Mm. I mean, and we can take it too far. And to me, Lester, it's a form of denial. We do not want to see the ugly side. We so believe in that person. We so look up to them. They're such a role model. They're so amazing. It just can't be true.
And they become almost like family. We know so much about their lives, just as you don't want to see the necessarily wrongdoing of a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a cousin, because, you know, there's this almost unconditionality now. You respect and you love them. And we've internalized celebritydom to such an extent that Michael Jackson can't do wrong.
Yes, it's so interesting you said that, because driving here I was thinking, how would you compare it with? You compare it with a family member, with someone who you really love, who you look up to, a parent, a partner, a lover, a husband, a wife, and it's the same thing. If they suddenly do harm, it's the disbelief. We can't connect with that. And yeah, it's very sad. And you know what, Lester, it's not just a recent phenomenon. It's actually been going on for years and years and years when you actually look at it. It's not just recent. So how is this even possible? And fans just stay dedicated to the person. They want to forgive them and they want to just still support the person.
We're speaking to Carissa Bloomberg. She is a psychologist looking at celebrity worship and somewhat of a syndrome that goes around it. And what do you have to say? Is there, are you so besotted on celebrities? Do you fall into celeb culture? Do you follow what your favorite celeb is doing almost on a daily basis, whether it be on social media, Twitter, Instagram? Or do you even, you know, write fan letters still? You can call us on 021-446-0567. It is also the WhatsApp line, 072-567-1567. But, Carissa, it's not just necessarily celebrities, musicians, actors. We can easily extend this metaphor, this discussion to football or sports celebrities, or even, as we're getting closer and closer to elections, to politicians. And that many fervent supporters of some political parties or some political figures just can't see their political head or their political star doing any wrong.
No, they don't want to see it and they can't believe it. And that's why it keeps coming back. It's a form of denial. It's a form of blocking out. This person can do no harm. I believe in them and I know what they say to be true and no one can tell me otherwise. And it's actually quite sad because we're not seeing the whole picture. It's irrational. It's an irrational belief.
And when you're confronted, like last night, we knew about Michael Jackson and he went to court and he was acquitted. So that, as a fan, sort of settled some argument in my head. But at the same time, you knew about that. So when you're confronted with something so visual, so direct in your face, in terms of these testimonies in this boys in this documentary, it's almost as if there's a cognitive dissonance in you.
Yes, that's good words to use. Exactly. And they can't all be lying, because we go through it, and I was reading some of them today. We think this is not possible. They're lying. Okay, they lie. But they can't, so many people, be so wrong. Mm. But we don't let go of that. Mm. So, yeah,
does celebrity dim offer people in the arts, in entertainment, sports, even politics, does it offer them some sort of, not necessarily legal protection, but some sort of protection? And, you know, there's obvious special treatment, even though law enforcement says there's none, when we see celebrities and they're in trouble with the law and, you know, they're paraded, walked into a police station and things like that. I'm talking more from what I see in American media, not necessarily in South Africa. But you think that there is a sensitivity that people, whether it be police, courts, clerks, even whole court systems, a sensitivity that gets put on display when particularly dealing with someone who's monumentally famous. If I can remember the trial of O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
where even the bailiffs and the police officers were asking for autographs and pictures with O.J. Simpson. So there is this almost starstruckness that people in the criminal justice system then get confronted with when they're dealing with a celebrity.
Yes, and it seems to be a fact that they don't get penalized as much. They really don't get such harsh sentencing. I mean, look at Oscar Pistorius, the same, you know, thing. So they seem to be above the law. But what I'm concerned is what messages are sending out to our youth. If you're rich and you're famous, you can get away with murder, with drugs, with so many things. And that's not, you know, that's not correct if we're looking at that.
Then humans can rationalize and compartmentalize who they're for and against. We are very good to make those judgments. Either I like you or I don't. And I guess we when we talk about celebrities and when they're in trouble with the law, we do sometimes separate the artist from their work. And this is often to the detriment of their victims. Because as we said, in this, when there is a rape allegation, my first response is, without seeing a shred of evidence, to believe the victim, because I believe that there are far more rapes that do take place than rapes that do not take place. So my first inclination would be, I believe the victim. And when us as celebrity watchers, enjoyers of music, we somehow happen to compartmentalize and try to rationalize our celebrity, you know, idols out of those situations.
Yes. Well, you're very special that you believe the victim, but I know there are a lot of people who think otherwise and just, you know, believe this celebrity could not possibly do that. And I don't know what to say. We can't find the answers to this because it's never ending. And my concern is, how do we deal with it? How do we move forward with this? What message are we sending out to everyone? And then, as you were saying, what do we do when we listen to Michael Jackson's music and we're loving it? And then we remember the other side of the dark side of it. So how do we integrate both?
What's your thoughts on celebrity culture, especially in an era of social media where celebrities' lives are much more on display than in the past? We have Instagram, who can broadcast almost every second of a celebrity's life. And what is that? What does that impact have on particularly young people?
Because every single move is watched so closely, and then it's blown out of proportion. They can't make a wrong move. They can't wear the wrong fashion. They can't have a breakup. They can't. That's very frightening, and it must be terrible to be so exposed, because you know you're on the edge all the time. So I've lost track of the question. I'm so caught up with Instagrams and these selfies of them.
Like, and everything can be a celebrity nowadays. I know of people who have absolutely no entertainment or artistic talent, but they are celebrities for the sake of being a celebrity. And I feel it's a particularly bad impression on particularly young people who see that as an escape and an out, particularly at the detriment of hard work and having actual talents and goals and things like that. And oftentimes celebrity culture is used as a placeholder for just decent hard work, you know?
Yes. So we're admiring people who are in the fashion or have just beautiful looks, who are doing all the selfies, who are there for all the different reasons. And then perhaps we're losing touch of the real role models who have worked hard, who have worked from the bottom up, who have lost everything, who have gone through poverty and suffering. And those are the real ones we need to be looking up to. But maybe it's just saying we're a little bit lost, and we've lost our compass and we've lost our moral compass, and we're looking really outside of ourselves all the time.
We're speaking to Carissa Bloomberg. She is a celebrity psychologist. And we're talking about a celebrity worship syndrome, and that how we as fans of certain musicians, football stars, even politicians, sometimes we don't see, you know, the wrong that they do, even if the evidence is staring us in our face. And I reflected on how I watched the Michael Jackson documentary called Leaving Neverland. I'm sure if you Google and find some of the streaming sites, you can watch it on there. But it really left me with a really, really hollow pit in my stomach, because me as a fan, And at the same time, I can admit that, yes, I knew of his allegations. And yes, I followed the court case. And yes, he was acquitted. And that sort of eased my mind as a fan. So to this day, I could have still sing the songs, dance to the jams, and still sometimes dust off the DVDs and watch it. But after watching this documentary, I don't think I can anymore. And what does it feel like? It does feel like a bit of a betrayal, Carissa,
yes,
when someone that yes, you've admired and you've looked up to seems to be less than perfect.
Yes, there's that dark side. Mm. Now, you know, Lester, integrity is my whole, you know, journey that I'm on in training and getting integrity out there. But what fascinates me even more, I mean, Michael Jackson and all of that, there are so many rape allegations. What has happened to humanity? It's not just the odd one or two. If you Google so many of them, they've all got this dark track history. So how have we lost it? How have we lost doing the right thing? How did such a famous person want to be so dark and horrific? I mean, that boggles my mind.
And what I'm seeing, Carissa, and what this is just my total anecdotal opinion of what my impressions are, is that a lot of these celebrities, particularly male performers, are often accused of sexual violence, and they're yes, and they're sexual offenders. And would that that allure of stardom be to their advantage? Is that their way of grooming victims, getting them close, getting them into their circle? Because if you look at like the stories of Michael Jackson and his alleged victims, is that these boys literally grew up around him and they befriended him and lived with them at times. And there's this, without giving too much away of this documentary, that parents of these boys allowed Michael Jackson to stay for weekends. And yes, the one mother says no, but I never allowed them to stay in the same room. But there was the sense of that there was firstly a befriending and then almost a grooming over years. And it was that star culture.
Yeah.
That attracted them.
Yes, that building the trust, and that's the way that can lure them in. But why, when someone has so much power and someone is such a role model for everyone, why would they want to have this dark side that does this? Surely at some point in their mind, they know the difference between right or wrong, and they know the impact of their behavior is going to have on these children. Why would you, why, you know, that's what I can't have the answer for.
Carissa, there's a message here on the SMS line 31567, and the person anonymous says, celebrities mostly start out good and with a positive impact, and now that they are involved in scandal, should we nail them completely? Do we stop admiring all the good work that they've done, or should we lose hope and write them off? I think what the person is trying to say is that if we look at, I'm going to use Michael Jackson as an example again, amazing, talented songwriter through his songwriting, traverse boundaries, connected the world, heal the world, you know, Black and White, was really, you know, strong political commentary. So it did do something good, but out of these allegations, do we write them off completely?
I liked what you said earlier about
decompartmentalize.
How do you spell that? I love that idea, because we have to take the good that he's done and look at that separately to the dark side. And we have to admire that, and we have to admire how he's come from nothing and quite a hectic background, and how he's built himself up. And yes, let's look at the good. And then maybe separate them. I think that's the only way that us humanity can actually deal with it.
I think overall, Carissa, do we have to take a step back as particularly people who absorb a lot of popular culture, a lot of media? Do we have to take a step back and say enough with celebrity culture? Maybe look at more hometown heroes. Try to put less value in a celebrity. Look at more of the art and not that much in the person.
Yes, because we've got so many of those heroes in South Africa. We really have. And people who have done amazing things and done journeys and saved other humans and animals and done amazing work. Let's start celebrating them. And let's just hope they don't have the dark side either. But yes.
And that is Carissa Bloomberg. We are talking about celebrities and how they often let us down. And what happens to us? And are they kicked off of the totem pole? And just what exactly, How much do we invest in them? We want to continue this conversation. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. You can send in your WhatsApps and your voice notes to 072-567-1567. And then, of course, there's the SMS line 31567.